brought to you by Penguin.
N.W. by Zadie Smith. Read by Karen Bryson
and Don Gillet.
When Adam delved and Eve span, who was then the gentleman? John Ball. Visitation. 1. The fat sun stalls by the phone masts. Anti-climb paint turns sulphurous on school gates and lampposts. In Willesden, people go barefoot. The streets turn European. There is a mania for eating outside. She keeps to the shade, red-headed. On the radio, I am the sole author of the dictionary that defines me. A good line. Write it out on the back of a magazine. In a hammock in the garden of a basement flat, fenced in on all sides. Four gardens along, in the estate, a grim girl on the third floor screams Anglo-Saxon at nobody. Juliet balcony, projecting for miles. It ain't like that. Nah, it ain't like that. Don't you start. Fag in hand, fleshy, lobster red. I am the soul. I am the sole author. Pencil leaves no mark on magazine pages. Somewhere she has read that the gloss gives you cancer. Everyone knows it shouldn't be this hot. Shrivelled blossom and bitter little apples. Birds singing the wrong tunes in the wrong trees too early in the year. Don't you bloody start! Look up. The girl's burnt paunch rests on the railing. Here's what Michelle likes to say. Not everyone can be invited to the party. Not this century. Cruel opinion. She doesn't share it. In marriage, not everything is shared. Yellow sun high in the sky. Blue cross on a white stick, clear, definitive. What to do? Michelle is at work. He is still at work. I am the soul. Ash drifts into the garden below. Then comes the butt, then the box. Louder than the birds and the trains and the traffic. Soul sign of sanity. A tiny device tucked in her ear. I told him stop taking liberties. Where's my check? She's in my face chatting breeze. Fucking liberty. I am the soul. The soul. The soul. She unfurls her fist, lets the pencil roll, takes her liberty. Nothing else to listen to but this bloody girl. At least with eyes closed there is something else to see. Viscous black specks, darting water boatmen, zig-zagging, zig-zag. Red River, molten lake in hell. The hammock tips, the papers flop to the ground. World events and property and film and music lie in the grass. Also sport and the short descriptions of the dead. 2. Doorbell! She stumbles through the grass barefoot, sun huddled drowsy. The back door leads to a pokey kitchen, tiled brightly in the taste of a previous tenant. The bell is not being run, it is being held down. In the textured glass, a body, blurred. Wrong collection of pixels to be Michelle. Between her body and the door, the hallway floorboards, golden in reflected sun. This hallway can only lead to good things. Yet a woman is screaming, please, and crying. A woman thumps the front door with her fist. Pulling the lock aside, she finds it stops halfway. The chain pulls tight, and a little hand flies through the gap. Please! Oh, my God! Help me! Please, miss! I live here! I live just here! Please, God! Check! Please! Dirty nails, waving a gas bill, phone bill, push through the opening, past the chain, so close she must draw back to focus on what she's being shown. 37 Ridley Avenue, a street on the corner of her own. This is all she reads. She has a quick vision of Michelle as he would be if he were here, examining the envelope's plastic window, checking on credentials. Michelle is at work. She releases the chain. The stranger's knees go. She falls forward, crumpling.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?